Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Coming up, we have got the top 10 singles and album charts, local news, current island events, interesting trivia and lots more. We hope you enjoy the show. Hi, it's Oscar here, here top 10 singles of the week. At number 10, With Me by Marshmallow. At number 9, Location by Dave. At number 8, Sucker by Jonas Brothers. At number 7, Kesha and Becky Russ. At number 6, Giant by Calvin Harris. At number 5, Just You and I, Tom Walker. At number 4, Piece of Your Heart by Mizuda. At number 3, Bad Guy by Billy Esh. At number 2, Someone You Love, Lewis Capaldi. At number 1, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X. Now for the top 5 albums of the week. At number 5, What a Time to Be Alive by Tom Walker. At number 4, No Geography by the Chemical Brothers. At number 3, The Greatest Showman, Various Artists. At number 2, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billy Esh. At number 1, Map of the Soul, Piscina, BTS. That's it with your weekly music countdown. Catch you next week.
Hi, it's Nicola here with all your local island events. Isle of Wight Walking Festival. The popular Isle of Wight Walking Festival is back for 2019, sponsored by Warner Leisure Hotels. This annual festival takes place between the 4th and the 19th of May. Take part in this walking festival that has local and visiting walkers of all ages and abilities setting off on trails across the island's landscape. Walkers will get up close and personal with the best of the island's stunning scenery as they journey from the beautiful chalky cliffs of the west coast to the lush green rolling hills of the east. The Isle of Wight is often referred to as England in miniature. So in just one day of walking, you'll be able to see the very best of the English countryside, from pebbly coves to thatched villages and sailing towns. To book any of these lovely walks or for more information about the Isle of Wight Walking Festival, please visit isleofwightwalkingfestival.co.uk. That's it from me with your local island events. Catch you next week.
Hi, this is Connor with your local island news. Red Funnel's new freight ferry has arrived in Southampton. Red Kestrel, the newest addition to Red Funnel's fleet, arrived at her new home in Southampton on Thursday. The new freight Omni Roro, roll-on, roll-off, vessel sailed away from Camel Lard's River Mersey shipyard, following 14 months in development. Her arrival into the Solent was assisted by tug. Fran Collins, chief executive of Red Funnel, said, "We are all very excited to have welcomed Red Kestrel to her new home in Southampton ahead of her official naming ceremony next week. The addition to the new ship is always an exciting time for everyone at Red Funnel. We're thrilled that not only will Red Kestrel increase our total capacity, but it will be Red Funnel's first dedicated Ro-Ro freight ship since the company's inception almost 160 years ago. Red Kestrel will operate between Southampton and the Isle of Wight and will officially enter service in May. As a freight vessel, she is limited to 12 passengers and constructed specifically to provide additional year-round freight capacity for Red Funnel's Southampton to East Cowes route, which currently handles 53% of all freight movements across the Solent. So that's it from me with your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Bethany here. Food fans, I've been cooking this week, so here's your weekly recipe. Chicken baked with rice and corn. Dairy, gluten-free and egg-free. The ingredients you'll need are 1 medium leek chopped finely, 150 grams of risotto rice, 100 grams of tinned corn, 10 cardamom seeds, 10 green peppercorns, 4 chicken joints, 750 milliliters of chicken or vegetable stock, half a lemon sliced. To make your yummy chicken dish, mix the finely sliced flakes with corn and rice in the bottom of an overproof casserole dish. Add the cardamom seeds and peppercorns, then lay the chicken joints on top, pour over the stock and tuck the lemon slices around the chicken joints. Cover the casserole dish and bake in the moderately cool oven on a gas mark frame for 2 hours or until the liquid is absorbed and the rice and chicken are cooked. Check after an hour and add more liquid if necessary. The chicken joint should be sitting on a deliciously scented and flavoured bed of rice. Serve the delicious green vegetables or a nice salad. Enjoy. Well, that's it from me with your weekly recipe. Catch you next week.
Hi, it's Oscar here. I'm going to ask Beth some Easter questions. Hi, Beth. How was your Easter?
Hi, Oscar. I went to the cinema twice and I went to Cornwall for about a week.
So what did you watch in the cinema?
The new Captain Marvel movie.
How was it?
It was funny. There was a lot of violence in it.
Yeah. How was Cornwall? What did you do up in Cornwall?
I went shopping. I spent a lot of time with family, friends, and I just really enjoyed it. I'd never been before.
Okay, thanks, Beth.
Welcome.
Now introducing Connor.
Hello, Oscar.
How's your Easter?
It's been very good, thank you.
What did you do?
I went go-karting with my brother. Unfortunately, he won by 0.6 seconds.
That's close.
Very close, yes.
So what go-karting place was it?
It was in Ryde.
Okay, so the White go-karting?
Yes.
And others available. So when you went to the Isle of Wight go-karting?
Yeah.
Were you a bit scared?
Not really.
Not scared, but like you were a bit...
When I came back from go-karting, I felt a bit tipsy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Of all that travelling, so I went there by taxi.
Yeah. So what else did you do?
Nothing much,
nothing?
Honestly.
Just chilled?
Yeah.
Eat eggs? How many eggs do you have?
I only had 2 this year.
2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So glad you had a good Easter, and I'll speak to you later. Thank you. That's it from the Dragons this week. We hope you have enjoyed the show. We have been Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Be sure to tune in next week.